Each Monday through Saturday morning at this time, WFEB presents as a public service to the people of this area, your morning devotion. This morning's devotional program will be conducted by Reverend Bob Bohr. And now from the studios of WFEB, Reverend Bohr.
Thank you. Good morning. This morning I'd like to share some thoughts with you from God's Word dealing with faith. The just shall live by faith. This declaration of the Christian's principle of life is found four times in the Bible. Habakkuk 2:4, Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, and Hebrews 10:38. The righteous shall live his whole life by faith. We are saved by faith. Acts 16:31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. We are kept by faith, 1 Peter 1:5, kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And we live by faith, Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. There's a scripture that says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. And I think it's interesting the emphasis on the word that. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. In other words, you are saved by faith, and even the faith is not of you, it's of God. God's faith in us. So we receive salvation, we receive faith from God. Faith knows how to wait on the Lord, Isaiah 40:31. Faith is always victorious in 1 John 5:4. Faith defies reason, it moves mountains. Matthew 17:14-21. And faith never gives up. Hebrews 11:32-39. Faith says, God is working out his perfect will in my life, and I can wait, endure, suffer, walk, and stand, knowing that Christ in me makes all things possible. What is faith? The scriptures say in Hebrews 11:1-3, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Faith is the substance or title deed of things hoped for. Your faith is your title deed to eternal life. Just as the title deed is evidence of real estate, so your faith is evidence of your eternal estate in God. 2 Corinthians 4:18. We look not at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So what we've said here is that the things that we see are not the real things. These are things that are not lasting. Certainly they are real in the sense we can touch them. An example of that is our body. We can feel, we know that we are beings and that there is substance there, and yet eternally that is not the thing that's going to last. The spiritual things, the things that are not seen, are those things that are going to last. As the word says, God's word says, we will receive a new body. This one will pass away. It will go back to dust. So it is temporal. It is not eternal. Faith is taking God at his word and asking no questions. Hebrews 11:6. Faith is knowing that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And quite often we hear this scripture quoted, and the quoting just takes the first part, and actually without that last part, the first is not true. Faith is knowing that all things work together for good to them that love God. But there's a comma that follows that, and it goes on to say, to them who are called according to his purpose. In other words, those who are called are those who are following God's leadership. If we are called to do a certain thing, if we know within us that this is the thing we should do, first of all, become a Christian. Secondly, to continually commit our lives that Christ might live through us, allowing him to do the work through us. Then he says, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. It doesn't say that everything that happens is good, but it all works to good. There are many things that we face and we go through so that we might be more in the center of God's will. Sometimes God uses unusual things to cause us then to move on into God's will. So this is true, and we know it is the word, but we need to quote the whole scripture. That's Romans 8:28. Faith is knowing that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called or who are following his purpose, that is God's purpose. Faith has two sides, the intellect, the conviction that Jesus Christ is Lord, and the will, the volitional surrender to the will of Jesus Christ as master. In other words, we volunteer. We do this by our own will. We are willing to will a complete surrender to Christ Jesus. And this is a continuous thing. It's not something that we do once in our life and we say, I will to do God's will throughout my life. But it's a continuous, it's a state, in a sense, a state of being, always willing, purposely willing for God's will to be done in our life. Faith is paradoxical. It goes beyond reason. It believes without understanding why. It sings in prison, Acts 16:25. It glorifies in tribulations, Romans 5:3. It chooses to suffer, Hebrews 11:25. This faith comes by hearing the word of God, Romans 10:17. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now this hearing is a spiritual hearing, not just a physical thing. It's hearing in that the Holy Spirit within us reveals the truth, and we understand that truth because of his teaching us from within. And it can be done as we read the word of God, as we study the Bible, or as we hear the word of God being read or being shared with us. The hearing can take place as that word enters, and we receive that through the Spirit. So it is a spiritual hearing, and faith comes from that spiritual hearing. The importance of faith, Ephesians 6:16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. In the scriptures of Ephesians 6:10-18, the Holy Spirit instructs us to put on the whole armor of God. And he emphasizes the importance of faith by saying, above all these things he's talked about in the armor of God that we are to put on as Christians, he says, above all, taking the shield of faith. Certainly, as we can look at this and think about it, we know that without the shield of faith, we would fail in these other things. So we must have faith. Faith even to put on these protections that God has prepared for us. Above all, taking the shield of faith. For with the shield of faith, nothing can hurt you. You are more than conquerors through him. Romans 8:37. You are saved through faith. John 3:36. You live victoriously over the world through faith. 1 John 5:4. You please God with faith. Hebrews 11:6. You pray with faith. James 1:6. You have peace with God through faith. Romans 5:1. You have joy through faith. 1 Peter 5:8. You are justified by faith, not works. Galatians 2:16. You are to live by faith. Galatians 2:20. You are made righteous by faith, Romans 10, 1 through 4. Christ dwells in your heart by faith, Ephesians 3, 17. The Holy Spirit is received by faith, Galatians 3, 2. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Let me read that again. That's Romans 14, 23. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So faith is important because it honors God. And God always honors faith. Remember, the righteous shall live his whole life by faith. We are saved by faith in Acts 16:31. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. We are kept by faith in 1 Peter 5 and 1 Peter 1:5. Kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And we live by faith. And this is the one that I've been facing recently when I was in thinking about how often do we actually exercise faith. Yes, we have faith in God. We have faith in eternal life, that we have been placed in the family of God. But how often do we really face the day-by-day faith that God will do what he says he will do, and claiming that faith and expecting God to follow and to do what he says he will do. And then we are in a position of receiving so much that God has prepared for us. That's Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. I accept my death. I died when Christ did, because I've been placed into Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. This is that new life that we've been promised, and we do experience as we commit ourselves. Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Even that faith that I have is of God, and he will increase that faith as I exercise what little I may have. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I pray as you face today that this faith, the faith that God has prepared for us, will be exercised in your life. You will accept that, and you'll start living in faith. And may God bless you in a special way, even ways that you never thought of.